Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
Last few programs, I have been teaching on assurance of salvation, knowing that you know that you belong to God. The Bible teaches us that a person becomes a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. All things become new. But when you go on the internet and listen to people teaching on salvation, there seems to be a lack of understanding what true salvation is. I heard one preacher say that God keeps no prisoners. In other words, he will allow people to fall away if they desire to choose so. My question is, why would somebody desire to leave God when he becomes part of God? He receives the mind of Christ. He becomes a total something different. His DNA changes. He's then sealed unto the day of redemption. Still, they go about teaching people and giving their excuses why a person cannot claim on assurance of salvation. The Bible is very straightforward on that. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price. And today I want to teach on this interesting subject because there are many out there who call themselves Christians, who are saved today and lost tomorrow. They're forever fighting a battle that they cannot win. They have not entered into the rest that Hebrews chapter 4 talks about. They don't know what it means to be saved by grace once and for all. They don't have an understanding of what the Bible teaches when it says, by one offering he has forever sanctified them that are saved. So we need to understand these things. So today, before we get into this message, we'll ask the Lord for blessing. Heavenly Father, I thank you, O God, that you will open people's hearts to the truth of Scriptures. Help them to see and understand. Help them to open the Word instead of just assuming what it says. You will open people's hearts, anoint this message, bless the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen. There is a scripture found in 1 John chapter 5 that goes like this. They went out from us because they were not of us. Had they been of us, they surely would have continued with us. But they went out so that they would be manifest that they were not of us. That means that they left us because God wants to show us that they never were of us. So if there ever is a person that leaves salvation, that means he never truly was born again. And then there's a scripture found in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17. For those who don't live for God, I want to bring a caution to you. Maybe you don't know God. It tells us, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentile walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feelings have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. So here he is talking about walking for the devil, living for the devil, as the world does. They have their understanding darkened. They don't understand. They don't see. And if you do the same thing, then the question will be asked by Scripture here. You have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in him. So if you do not live for the Lord, there is a good chance that you don't know the Lord. So away with all the excuses. How about those? How about those? And how about those? And there's always excuses. I heard one preacher teach this, and he's one of my favorite teachers. The reason I don't teach on his eternal security is because it gives people a license to sin. That's a very stupid excuse as far as I'm concerned, because you miss
the information that the Bible gives us, and you have missed the chance of setting people free from Satan's accusations that he always brings against the Christians. And there will always be something to accuse you of. Satan will always legally have something to condemn a person of, regardless how good you try to be. For the Bible teaches there is none good, none at all. There are none that even try halfway. So Satan will have an excuse to condemn you. He will have the legal rights to condemn you in the physical. But when it comes to being saved by grace through faith in what Jesus did, there goes his condemnations out the window. There was one guy that put it like this: I am only as clean and holy as the blood of Jesus Christ can make me. And that is perfection. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in verse 17, it tells us this: therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. All things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, who gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So here it clearly teaches us that once a man is in Christ, he is a new creation, he is a new creature. Everything you did before is gone. Old things are passed away. You become something new. The Bible teaches us that once you become born again, once you overcome, you receive a new name, and those that overcome will be a pillar in the house of God. And not only that, once you become born again, he gives us the ministry of reconciliation. What does that mean? We receive the way of salvation. Now it is up to us to tell others about the way of salvation. That's reconciling people back to God once we know how to get saved ourselves. It is not to set up some religious organization. It is to tell people they need to become born again, regardless who you are, where you are, in what religious system you are. If you're in a religious system right now, your job is to tell the people around you how to become born again. And that is only done through believing in what Jesus did on the cross for you. And that is, he made you a new creature in Christ Jesus. And then they talk about falling away. The question is, how does one fall away from himself? It tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, for who has known the mind and the purposes of the Lord as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ to be guided by his thoughts and his purposes. So the minute you become born again, you receive the mind of Christ and you start thinking and understanding like Christ does. This is what the Bible teaches us. So once we become born again, the DNA of Christ enters us and we become part of him. We don't even belong to ourselves anymore, for we have become somebody's purchased possession. Look at what 1 Corinthians chapter 6 in verse 9 tells us. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God? You are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. A person tells us that God keeps no prisoners, but he definitely is not going to give away what is his. It tells us you are bought with a price. You are not your own. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. This is how the Bible teaches, scripture after scripture, of where we belong. We belong to God, and there is none that can take us away from God. Satan doesn't allow his prisoners to go free. God has to wrench them away. He has to pull them away by offering them the free escape. Nobody will escape Satan unless they take the free escape. And that is the free gift of eternal life, which can only come through Jesus Christ. So this is what people need to understand. The free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. So don't be fooled by the preachers and teachers who claim that you're lost one day and saved the next day. For the Bible teaches us that your names were written in the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world, and he will not take you out of that book of life. How does that work? God knew what choice you made. He knew what choice you're going to make. That's why you belong to God. This is why the Bible teaches us we need to preach the gospel, for they need to hear. And once a person hears, he then makes the decision. We need to do this so that we can, so that Jesus can come for his bride. When I look at the whole abortion situation throughout the last 50, 60 years, I personally believe that's keeping back the Lord from coming back. It's not that he all of a sudden decided, I'm going to wait a little longer. No, he understood and saw what was happening. That's why he made the time of his appearing. He set the date because he understood the tricks of Satan. Satan is prolonging the coming back of God. It should have been over a long time ago. But God understands, and he set the time. He knew exactly how long it'll take for people to turn to him. And one of these days, it'll happen. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be changed. Then the last 7 years of this dispensation of time will come upon this planet, and Satan will really be unleashed on this planet. People will see him physically walk about. The demonic realm will be allowed to go free from the pits of hell, and they will roam the earth at will, tormenting those who are here on this earth. This is what this is all about. We need to get saved. We need to get away from Satan so that God can protect us. So for those of you who are not born again, you need to understand that we have only a window of time in eternity to make a decision for God. One of these days, that window of time will be gone, and it will never, ever come back again. The Bible teaches us that in the ages to come, he will show those who turn to him the mystery of his graces, the incredible things. It'll take ages and ages to show us. But for those who reject God, for those who reject the way of salvation, it tells us the smoke of their torment will arise forever. There shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, forever being separated from God, never ever again to have a chance at this eternal life. Open your heart to Christ today, for tomorrow could be far too late. So let the Lord open your heart to this interesting message and make you a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Was macht mich von Sünden rein, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesus. Wo macht für mich Heilung sein, nur im Blut des Lammes Jesus. O köstlich ist die Flut, macht allen Schaden gut. Was erlöst mich von der Schuld, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesus. Was schenkt mir des Vaters Huld, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesus. O köstlich ist die Flut, macht allen Schaden gut. Hier meine Seele ruht in dem Blut des Lammes Jesus. Was versehnet mich mit Gott, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesus. Was errettet aus der Not, nur das Blut des Lammes Jesus. O köstlich ist die Flut, macht allen Schaden gut. Hier meine Seele ruht in dem Blut des Lammes Jesus. Hier meine Seele ruht in dem Blut des Lammes Jesus.
When it comes to the question of eternal security, you have to understand that when a person is born again, he receives new DNA, he becomes a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things have gone away. The Bible teaches us we then receive the mind of Christ. I have often been in debates with people about eternal security. Once saved, always saved. And I usually ask them the question, when will you finally be saved? And the answer always is, when I'm in heaven. That's when I will finally be at rest. But the problem is, Satan was in heaven. And he fell. We don't know how many millions of years he was in heaven. But why did he fall? It is because he could make a choice. He had the ability to make a choice. And the reason he chose was because pride came into his heart. But that will never ever happen with the born again believer. Because when we become born again, our DNA changes. We then are in Christ. We receive the mind of Christ. We become one with Christ. So how can I make a decision against myself? This is a question that not too many people bother to ask. When a person becomes a new creature, he then becomes a part of God. We are then his purchased possession, like the scripture teaches. We belong to God. We are not our own. Therefore, we should glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. So in Ephesians chapter 1, it tells us that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance. What does that mean? It means it is the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. It is the down payment until God will redeem us from this earth, until God will take us out from this earth, because we are his purchased possession. I will read it again. It is the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of our earthly being, of his purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. So this is where we stand once we're born again. We receive the Holy Spirit. It is a down payment until the day we will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Then we will receive the full measure of the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 17, in verse 9, it tells us this: I pray for them, meaning his disciples. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. The Bible teaches us here that Jesus prays for his bride, for them that belong to God. He will also pray for them that believe through their word. He doesn't pray for the world. Why not? Because we're the ones that are called to pray for the world. Jesus has given us that job. But the Lord God, he intercedes for us at the right hand of God. We are in good hands. He's constantly looking out for us. It tells us, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. So we are in Christ, as Christ is in God. So that makes us one with God. This is the reason we cannot fall away. The moment we become born again, we have received new DNA. We become one with God. So why would we ever fall away from ourselves? So open your heart to these interesting truths. Study the word for yourself, and you will find amazing revelation. So let the Lord bless you and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.